how warm it's getting. Here's Dean Jacobs. Dean.
It's not just warm, Mike. It is windy already.
Got a hot wind.
Yeah, the hot wind. I don't know if that's probably most likely just bad on a hot day like this.
Yeah, I know the fire danger is going to shoot up there, so we encourage people to be careful with that. But anyway, it's summertime, and summertime is always busy for the Valentine Chamber of Commerce, which, of course, Dean represents and has for umpteen hundred years or something like that. I can't remember. 25?
26. Probably 27 here coming
okay.
up.
You have to do the math on
yeah,
that
right.
sometime.
Yeah, right. It's getting more math all the time.
Well, I know in the middle of June or middle of July. So do you have any idea how things, the pre-interest has been in that, of how many garage sales that you're looking at this year?
We had a handful. I just took one in yesterday, and they had like three, four maybe already. So, you know, we've had, I think we had around 40 garage sales last year, and we've had over 50 in the past. So there should be quite a few garage sales. Draws quite a few people into town, too, you know, how crazy people can get about garage sales.
Right. Well, and we always have a couple of people that miss the deadline. They have their garage sale anyway because everybody's in town, but you don't get on the map. So we want to make sure everybody knows plenty of time in advance to get that information into Midland News, and then they'll be on the map.
Right. The deadline to get that to Midland News is by 4 o'clock on Thursday, July 7th. So you have a little time here yet. But kind of coming right up on the deadline with the holiday in there and everything, it kind of throws a wrench into things as far as our timing is concerned always. But that's kind of one of the reasons I moved it a week later in July to try to get away from the 4th of July holiday.
Right.
You know, people just aren't thinking about garage sales late in June. And
give them a little time.
Give them a little time to get their act together and give us a call. So, yeah. That's a free thing for folks to do. It brings a lot of people into Valentine. You know, they do a lot. They do all kinds of other shopping while they're here. So, great event for the chamber and for the city of Valentine.
Well, and then you also have the chamber golf tournament right after that, don't you?
Yeah, the very next weekend, July 23rd, the annual chamber golf tournament. And right now, the tournament is full already.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interest in the tournament. For anybody that wants to be a sponsor out there, we do have some sponsor opportunities. You know, left. We have a few. This year, we're getting sponsors for the tee boxes, the greens. They can have a logo, their business logo on a flag on a green, or they can have the tee box with the signs that we have done in the past. So we got a few of those things left over if someone would like to be a sponsor for the tournament. But that looks like it's shaping up really good.
Wow, how did you? I don't remember you ever saying we're 3 weeks out and you're full.
Yeah, when we got full, we were darn near a month out, like one day off of it, a month out, and we were full. So a good problem, Mike.
Well, I was going to say that's great. How many teams can you have in that tournament then?
We 20 teams is what we usually limit it to. They only have we need 40 carts, you know, for 20 teams, and they keep about 36 out there. So we pick up a few other carts from some people out there that other people that own carts and are willing to let the chamber use
loan them
for
them
the day.
Yep. That.
And that's usually people are very good about that too.
Okay. So if they're interested in sponsoring a hole or a flag prize, something on there, then get you a call.
Yeah. Pin prizes. We're still going to be looking for pin prizes, you know, make this it's a fun tournament, Mike, and it's really just to get out there.
Got any hole in one stuff? You giving away a car or anything?
Not giving away a car this year, but, we'll have a few more games up our sleeve before it gets here. So it should be a fun tournament, and it's our, you know, one of our bigger fundraisers for the year. So it's really nice. We've had the support we've had.
So then, when you catch your breath after the golf tournament, then you turn right around and Crazy Day is coming up.
Yeah, Crazy Days. Wow, that's then it's like is that 2 weeks after that? I think it is Crazy Days, and that's the main day is Saturday, August 6th. However, this year we're actually doing Crazy Days. So I know there's several, at least two or three businesses downtown that are going to be having Crazy Days specials all week, culminating in the big day on Saturday. We're inviting vendors to come downtown, and no charge. You know, they can set up their booth down there on Main Street, and there's no charge. Just kind of create a festive atmosphere on Main Street during that day. So.
Well, what's the condition of Main Street going to be? Do they promise that we're going to have some street curbs and gutters?
I did ask Daryl Lurz to give me his best guess. So this isn't gospel, Mike, but the best guess is parking on 3rd to 4th Street parking this week, and then some sidewalks on between 3rd and 4th next week, main line on 2nd to 3rd next week, and then parking complete between 2nd and 3rd in 3 weeks. approximately, you know, guessing that we'll have those, the sidewalks in and everything done over there between 2nd and 3rd by August 6th. So
the people will be able to come down and take a look at what the first couple of blocks of a semi-completed Main Street is going to look like.
Right. So we'll kind of try to make a little celebration out of that. It is, you know, they've been ahead of schedule. I'm impressed with the work they've done. The Nebraska Department of Roads has been extremely helpful to the businesses to keep us up to date on what's going on and keeping those sidewalks open in front of their businesses, you know, doing the best we can. I really want to encourage our local shoppers to make an effort to get down there. It's hard on businesses, as you might suspect, and, you know, making it hard to get into business just makes it hard on businesses. They're doing the best they can, but I encourage people to go the extra mile maybe and get down.
Well, it won't be quite a mile.
Yeah.
Extra couple of blocks.
They don't have to walk a mile, but walk an extra block and go support some of these businesses on Main Street while this construction's going on. It's pretty critical.
Yeah. Hopefully we get by August of this year, a good chunk of that is done. And
yes.
Everything's going to be back open to parking and foot traffic.
Yeah, I'm really pleased so far with the progress they've made, and, you know, getting it done as fast as they can. Keeping those crews here has been instrumental in doing that. So, good job with the crews there, and good job with the Nebraska Department of Roads and Transportation.
So, when you mentioned bringing vendors downtown,
right.
And maybe you set up a pop-up tent or something, are you talking food vendors or craft vendors?
Well, any. We'll take food vendors. We'll take craft vendors. You know, if you have something that you might set up in a pop-up vendor type of thing, you can come on down and set up on Main Street. We're going to work that out. So we encourage anybody that wants to do that to do so.
Okay. Contact you for information.
Yep, you can contact me at 376-5138 and just let me know and kind of get a count of who we're going to have, where they're going to be, that type
of thing. No charge for a vendor
booth? No, no charge. We're just going to try to make this a fun day.
Okay, so mark that down. So the week of August 1st through the 6th,
yeah.
But the main day will be that August
6th. Yeah, and that August 6th, we're encouraging the sidewalk sales. If you can't do that, you know, in-store specials. We'll be doing the shopping spree promotion again where people can put their receipts into a box in the businesses, and then we'll draw up to $250,000. That would be great. $250. We'll draw until we hit $250 and give that away to the shoppers to help pay for their shopping spree if they're a winner.
Okay. And then you have coming up a little bit after that, if that's not enough, those three major events in there, but you have the Cadusa Cook-Off this fall and then the Watermelon Feed during the fair as well.
Right, yeah, I guess fair first. That's August 13th during the Cherry County Fair and Rodeo. We always do a Watermelon Feed, and we'll do that Saturday, August 13th at 6 o'clock out at the fairgrounds. We'll do our annual Watermelon Feed out there right before the rodeo gets going.
Okay.
So we'll do that. And then, yeah, then after that, then it's the Cadusa Cook-Off September 10th in the city park. You know, we'll have the beef, chicken, pork categories. Cornhole tournament was popular last year. We're going to bring that back. And, you know, looking for maybe some suggestions. You know, last year when we raised money down there, we really tried to help the city park out, you know, do something to donate to the city park. We put two trees in last year, a couple of autumn blaze maples. One didn't quite make it, but the other one down in the oval area down below did, so it's looking good. But a deer got to the smaller one up top,
oh, yeah.
So it just didn't make it. But we one out of two, you know, that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's a good percentage in there. So so the Watermelon Feed, then we have the Cadusa Cook-Off, and you got your judges all lined up for the Cadusa Cook-Off.
Yeah, we're going to have we're actually going to bring some judges in this year, you know, getting to do a little bit more of actual judging, you know, and try to do it a little more. There's other communities that have these cook-offs like this, and, you know, the rules that they have, we're not going exactly are going to be as strict as some of those, but it is going to be a situation. We're bringing in Thad from Office Product Center in Winter. And he's going to come in and be one of the judges. And he's been a judge up there for one of their cook-offs for years. And he knows a lot about how they do it and how it's done correctly. And we're taking some of his ideas and make it a little bit better, trying to make it a better event every year.
How do I get a job as a traveling food judge? Does that pay? I mean, I don't know.
The pay is very minimal on that, Mike. We pay in food.
You get to eat all the good food,
right,
that you get.
Right.
Of course, the public can, during the cook-off, they can sample all the different food stuff too.
Yeah,
right,
so they can come down, and we've had, you know, for $5, they can go around and sample all the foods and you're going to get pretty full, I guarantee you, if you're going to sample all the foods. I've tried to do that myself, and before you're done, you're pretty full. So, yeah, we're working on the timing of things and changing a possibility of changing so that things are ready closer together. And there's just a lot of plans, a lot of tweaks we're going to do to the Kedusa Cook-Off this year, and it should be a fun time. Going to have a big screen TV. Viero's donating for us down there. We'll have football game on that during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to raffle that off also. So we'll have a raffle down there. Going to have one of those really nice new Pit Boss grills to raffle off down there that Baumgars is helping us with. So it's going to be a great time. I think moving it to the fall maybe help a little bit, get away from all the other events, because as you can see, there's massive amounts of events going on just with what we do, as well as weddings and all the other things that go on.
All those other fun social events. All right. Well, Dean, sounds like you're going to be busy. I don't know how you have time to come talk to us. Looks to me like you better get to work. You got a lot of planning to do.
We'll stay busy.
All right, Dean, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Dean Jacobs, Valentine Chamber Director, our guest on this portion of the comment program.